You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone and public excuse me. Wanting my cake and eat it too.
A very good morning to you. Happy Thursday, Mike McMurrin for a Thursday edition of All Marine Radio. That's right. Right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. Hope you're having a good morning so far. Today's show is going to be a good show. And let me tell you why. Yeah, that's the important thing. Why are you saying that? First of all, Gunner's getting his Botox shots right now. He's supposed to stream it live on Facebook. And he's supposed to stream it live on Facebook, but I haven't seen it yet. And so if he does stream it live on Facebook, we will... Come on, I'll put that thing on in a heartbeat. That's right. In a heartbeat. That thing's going on. So, so you'll hear Michael. Hopefully you'll hear Michael Musselman in all of his splendor this morning. So, you've got that going for you. So, we have that going on this morning. And then, what else do we have going on? Oh, yeah, there's, let's see, how do I say this? There's Lindsey Graham. I got some audio from him. Who knew that Lindsey Graham listened to All Marine Radio? But guess what? He does. Yeah, holy smokes, Lindsey Graham listens to All Marine Radio. That's motivating. How do I know that? Matt, come on, how do you know that? I know that because... He's like knocking off my lines and not even giving me credit for it. Yeah. Yeah. How ridiculous is that? Exactly. It's unprofessional, Senator. When you're stealing somebody's material, you're supposed to footnote it. Okay? Best PTSD advice ever got came from Gunnery Sergeant Lance Y. Who's become a bit of a recluse. He contacts me and then he disappears. So he says, hey, we need to get together. I said, okay, I'll come down there. Well, you know, I'm blah, 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 blah. And then poof, vanishes again. So, yeah. So we'll do that. And then I want to play, I don't know if we'll have time today. You might hear it tomorrow. Chuck Grassley, former Secretary of Defense, Senator from Nebraska, and a big time, you know, as a senator, I went up to his office when I was in D.C. He needed a military liaison. And I had a friend who called me and said, hey, you know, he would be interested in you. But that means you got to live in D.C. and all that. So I went up to his office, talked to the chief of staff, and had a great conversation with them. And but anyway, Chuck Hagel, bipartisan, as a senator, but very, very mixed reviews as a Secretary of Defense. So, so I'm not sure politician going over there, I'm not sure how that. He was not much of a dynamic force over there. So anyway, Vietnam veteran, though, with an outstanding combat record. But he talked about defense issues, and he talked about ultimately – in Afghanistan, we're going to have to fold the tent and come home. I think he's wrong. And I'll tell you why he's wrong. So you'll hear him. We'll check some news headlines. There's some pretty motivating news headlines, too, today. There are sports fans. And let me tell you, one of them is we had a base in eastern Syria on the eastern side of the Euphrates, which is kind of a demarcation line. The Russians and the Syrians, they stay over there. Well, anyway, there's oil there. Yeah. So there's been a buildup of tanks and armored vehicles on the western side of the river in a Syrian and Russian-controlled base. Guess what? Those idiots didn't watch the videos. And guess what they tried to do? Yeah, they tried to steamroll this base. Guess what happened? Oh, my God. Exactly. And some AC-130 showed up along with other fixed-wing assets, along with drones. And guess what happened then? Exactly. Exactly what you saw on the videos. So, yeah, about 100 people who attacked, attempted to attack that base, got smoked, and we win, they lose. Yeah, the Russians are tough and really stupid. So, but you know what? You know what bothers me? You know, we cannot... We cannot, for whatever reason, we cannot guard our own secrets in the United States. We can't. We have this incredible problem with cybersecurity, and that has to be solved. Now, we don't seem to be screaming because, to me, what the Russians have done to the United States, seriously, is an act of war. So when you know what I mean, when you attack somebody. Oh, I want to talk about my boy Bao Nin and my book, The Sorrow of whatever his book is that I'm reading that I can't remember. Oh, man. Let me tell you, you want to talk about a dark book? Yeah. I shouldn't have even had that thought go through my head. But it is a really dark book. If you never really consider the plight of a communist soldier, okay? And then you begin to read his novel. Shit, man, those poor son of a bitches sign up, make the mistake of signing up and going off to war, and becoming and get thrown into an infantry unit, and get thrown at it until everybody's dead. 500 in his regiment, if you will. 10 survived the war. And he's 5 years older than me, and so I think he joined the army in 1972 or something like that. So it's not like he was around for Tet and all that. He was around later. I mean, there's parts in the book, and so there's this gloom of, so they go and they fight, and then when your fighting spirit is lagging because you've got the shit hammer the gods dropped on you, they send you back to a base, and then guess what you do all day? You listen to political assholes come and tell you that we're winning and the harvest is great back home, even though your family's writing you and telling you that they have no food. So it's just, and so you, as a soldier, you go back there after you fought and you sit in classes all day. And then they get you ready to go back at it again. And it's just, it's a grim portrait of their camaraderie, in the midst of all of this. And the constant specter of death in their lives, knowing with certainty that they're going to die. Because everybody dies. So we have that going on. So what else is going on today? Oh, we got some news headlines too. More text messages are out, and let me just tell you, the more of that you see, it's a sad day for the nation. The more of this stuff that we see, it's You know what? I shouldn't say that. It's not a sad. It's a good day for the nation, because this stuff's been going on for a long time. And so there needs to be a cleaning at the Department of Justice, and there needs to be also at the FBI. Again, at the management people. The East Coast Ivy League jackasses, who they take an oath, but they don't really mean it. And they haven't really served in the trenches. They're the elite, so they go into the management track. Those some bitches. Exactly. So, anyway, a lot of stuff to talk about today. So, we'll get to all of it. I want to play Lindsey Graham for you. So, we'll do that right after we get the show ripping. Good morning to you. This is United States Marine Corps Band. Makes it official. Yeah. Somebody sent me an email. Hey, Mac, how'd the gunner's sleep deprivation go? It went like shit. He didn't sleep. Yeah, so Mike's going to be awesome today. He's like, I'm all bloodshot. I'm like, suck it up, pussy boy. You've done that a million times in the Marine Corps. Stayed up all night. Ooh. He's like, I'm a civilian now. I'm like, oh, my God. Softer than a baby's ass. So just know this. If he goes live with his Botox shots, then you will hear that here. There's no way I can't put that on. Come on. He said he didn't sleep. He couldn't sleep for a sleep study. He flunked sleep study. That's about a dumbass right there. When you flunk sleep study, that's right. You're a dumbass. All right. More of this great program coming up next. But United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. Good morning. You know, there's one other thing we got to talk about, and it's in Marine Corps time, so we'll get to it. But we've talked about, hey, just don't compromise the standards relative to infantry officers and requirements. Guess what just got changed? Standards for infantry officers. That's right. No more combat endurance test. So is that a requirement to create what we create in terms of infantry officers? Well, if it was, it just changed. And the thing that we said wasn't going to happen might be happening. Okay, so we have to get somebody to talk about it. But here's the problem with military people. I talked to a MEF general in the last 6 months. And I said, hey, come on All Marine Radio. And he said, no. I said, why? He said, because. Like, I don't need to. So, the military is not the most, like, we'll come on and do fluff interviews. But when you want to talk about substantive issues, sorry, man. Unless I'm ordered to do that, the only thing that's going to happen is that something bad's going to happen. So, So now we're going to talk about a hot button issue. And when I call and say, I want you to come on All Marine Radio, trust me, they've heard of All Marine Radio. It's like, well, he's a former IOC instructor, grunt, Iraq, Afghanistan, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it's not going to be the lieutenant PAO that's going, he doesn't want that. He wants a decision maker to explain the rationale behind why this got done and is this in the best term interest of the Marine Corps and the infantry community. That's where you're going to go with this. We up for this? The answer would be that here's the PAOs and the chiefs. No, 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 no. Just tell them no. We're not doing it. And the military does that shit all the time. No. You want to come on and talk about it? No. What do you mean? What do you mean? No, you work for us. Doesn't matter. I don't want to talk. So we got to talk about that too. Anyway, I interrupted this. This morning is dedicated to Lindsey Graham. Thanks for listening to the program, bro.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars. If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination, because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
You know, I'm in a good mood, and I have no business being in a good mood. I woke up at like 3:30, staring at the ceiling. Yeah, so I should not be in a good mood, but I am. So you got that going for you. All right, we're going to check the weather here. Chuck Hagel, spreading a little bit of doom and gloom. Here's why I think that he's wrong in Afghanistan. I think the blueprint, what was the blueprint in Iraq? It was more mature Iraqi military, which had not been there before, combined with American advisors. Okay, the problem though is this next phase. So, but again, we couldn't live with ISIS anyway. So, did you have a choice with ISIS? No. Come on. You had to do that. But the blueprint was minimal American casualties, maximum American firepower, and American advising. Now, that work in Afghanistan? And again, what you're trying to do in Afghanistan is to make it hurt, make the Taliban hurt hard, to bring them to the negotiating table, to strip the moderates from the radicals and negotiate with the moderates and kill the radicals. That's a strategy in Afghanistan. Hegel's point is, you can't fight an insurgency with military weapons. It's about something deeper. That's an awesome saxophone, you have to admit. All right, Quantico, sunny in 31, where my son Johnny Boy is. Good morning, Johnny. Sometimes he listens. That's right. He's out at the basic school. Whooping it on, Captain Mac. And then the first lieutenant's got duty today. 43 degrees under cloudy skies at Camp Lejeune in Granbury, Texas. It's where the gunner is getting Botox shots in his head right now. The good thing for the gunner is I could actually be like his medical liaison. I know his medical history. The good thing about for the gunner is that he didn't suffer headaches in the last 2 weeks, which normally, you know, he has been doing prior to getting new Botox shots. So getting Botoxed up in Granbury, Texas, 34 degrees with clouds. Montana man, who's generally dissatisfied right now, he is. It's cloudy and 44 up in Montana, so it warmed up. 29 Palms, sun and 51. Pendleton, sun and 44 degrees. Okinawa, cloudy, dark, 55. And in Marja, it is, cloudy. Ooh, cloudy. Cloudy, dark, and 56 degrees at the home of All Marine Radio. 49 degrees, fair skies. Looking for a high of 79 today, 73 tomorrow, 67 on Saturday. What's up with Saturday? All right, that is a look at your weather. We'll take a break. We'll listen to Bob Nielsen. And again, if you know people that are looking for work, for the love of God, tell them. All right? Turner Construction, man. You know, is looking for veterans. Why? Operational experience, work under stress, leadership. Proven. Right? Can live the disciplined life. Proven. Not have to learn it. Proven. All you got to do is teach them. All you have to do is teach them the skill, and then, boom, get out of their way. So we've had a bunch of people get hired. So if you know people that are transitioning, point them in the direction of All Marine Radio and Turner Construction. Right? Here's Nielsen doing his thing. All right, we have to record a new spot here pretty soon. But right after the explosion, you'll hear him. He had a birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Bobby.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Yeah. Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global SOF Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. I love this song, and I'd love to sing it, but I suck at it, man. Michelle Branch.
Make it to be.
All right, enough of that. Okay. I like that song, though. Big controversy over military parade. Okay, let me give you some courses of action for the military parade. Let's just say old Max Sesekta. Hey, the president wants to have a parade. What? We have all kinds of parades. Oh, no, he wants one like Bastille Day. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Bastille Day? Yeah, well, I don't know that our, you know, our tanks are too heavy. We don't have those, like, little tanks like France has. We can't be, we got to drive tanks on concrete. We drive them on asphalt. You know, we're going to be doing urban renewal. So, yeah, so let's, 4th of July, when's Armed Forces Day? Okay, so let's just do it the easy way. How about our parade units? Right? How about our parade units and then units in Northern Virginia, they're going to march down the street, all right, in the Virginia area. So it's not going to be a huge burden. They're marching anyway, right? Where's Armed Forces? When is Armed Forces Day? Okay. So we'll circle it, Armed Forces Day. We'll have a big parade in Washington, D.C., August 31st, Labor Day weekend. Boom! Okay. Was established in 1949 by Lewis Johnson, who was United States Secretary of Defense. Back before we had we used to have the Secretary of War. Then we thought if we changed the name, nobody would catch on to us trying to run the whole planet. Anyway. What are some of the options? We've got the guys from the old guard. We've got the guys from 8th and 9. The Navy's got a group. The Air Force got a group. Throw the Coast Guard in there, although the gunner will tell you they're not part of the DOD. They're part of the DHS. Yeah, throw them in there. Okay, then what else we got? Let's see. We got LAVs. We got an LAV company up in in someplace in Northern Virginia, Maryland, Fort Detrick maybe. Okay, they're in. Yeah, they drive down the street. Boom. What else? Okay, so it's local people. They got to march for 2 miles. They get back on the bus. They would throw them a big barbecue, right? They can sit and talk to people after we put everything back in the armory so it doesn't get stolen. And then we have a little bit of we'll have an open house for a while someplace. We'll park our stuff. People can come look at it, yada, yada, yada. And the whole country can pay tribute to the military on Armed Forces Day. We'll have a parade. You know, the parade that I saw, I've seen two big parades. Okay, one was the Victory Parade. That was awesome. After Desert Storm, Susan and I and our two boys went up there, stood near the Lincoln Memorial, and watched a nation let its pageantry rip. I'd go back and do it again. And watch that again. It was a victory parade. Only happened 4 times in the nation's history. And then I was a student at the basic school when they buried the Vietnam unknown. Yeah. And the nation rolled its shit out for that. President Reagan spoke at the internment at Arlington. You couldn't get near it, though, because there were so many people and the VIPs and all that. So watch it on a big screen inside Arlington, but not near the site. Big screens that they had put up. But the parade in and of itself was awesome. I believe it's pretty reminiscent of John Kennedy's funeral, and which I remember watching as a kid. And so, yeah, so there's big, big... You know, big, big shit about the parade. So, first of all, there's people whose job it is in the military to do parades. We have bands. They do parades. Okay? You throw in a few military units, boom! You have a parade. You bring the Vietnam veterans in, you get them in there, give them some love, that makes them happy. How is that a bad idea? On Armed Forces Day, have a parade, a big parade, and then we fly a few jets, okay? Everybody's got to fly at least a formation of 3 over this, all right? Marine Corps, you're going to fly your shit. F-18s, F-35, Bravo, whatever. And then, whatever. We'll fly a few C-130s. Ospreys, that big slow duck thing. They'll go careening over the mall. All right, Marine Corps out. No, we got to get our helos in there, or they'll be pissed, right? Hey, we're part of the aviation community, too. That's right, we forget. So then they go over. Right, then we cede it to the Navy, then the Army flies its helicopters, Coast Guard, whoever else wants to be in. I think it's a good thing. I like parades. I like parades. I didn't mind marching in them. I thought it was funny. Are you kidding me? What was funnier than goddamn parade practice? Everybody out there bitching, right? If you're doing change of command, laughing as the adjutant tries to do that tight-ass adjutant walk. I always wanted to be the adjutant. Because I could, like, give commands. Battalion! Halted! Whoo! You know? But they would get up there like, battalion, right there. You're like, oh, man, come on! Give that command like a man! Yeah, and then our staff NCOs that don't do shit, okay? You have a parade, they're all about it, man. Every guy that's on the drill field is all over that. Pivot and step, pivot and step. Come on, sir! Hit your mark! Man, get out of here. No, but I used to love that. It was funny. Funny, right? And then when you get all the Marines out there, you know, you're standing in front of that formation, and they're just talking shit the whole time, right? So, yeah, I'm not anti, I'm pro-parade. Yeah, All Marine Radio, we're pro-parade. Yeah, let me tell you, they're awesome. And there'd be millions of people that would show up to see that shit. Because you don't see it very often. You know, the old guard, they had those Revolutionary War, helmets. You know, those triangular things. That's not a good helmet anyway. You know, the drum and fife corps where they, like, step. And it's kind of like a goose step, but they step and hold it. And then they put it down. It's not as high as a goose step. It's like a quarter goose step, right? And then they put it down. Those guys? Yeah, who wouldn't want to see that? It'd be awesome. So, and you look, we're not going to import the 1st Marine Division. Let me tell you the victory parade. Let me tell you the best part about the victory parade. The victory parade, if I'm not mistaken, the one in D.C. had battle colors, Marine Corps battle colors, battalion, regiment, right, division from curb to curb coming down the street. It was awesome on Constitution Avenue or whatever, right? And unlike, like, so the Navy comes down, they have flags, but they're like this rolling mass of humanity, right? You see the Marine Corps, right, as it came into view where I was through the trees, those colors up and down at the same time. You're like, yeah, here it comes. We might not be able to do a lot of shit, but let me tell you, we can have a parade. It'd be great PR for the Marine Corps, anyway. Come on. Yeah, no shit. We're all about parading. Oh, my God. I should tell this story, but it's really funny. We're in Afghanistan, and the whole, was it Don't Ask, Don't Tell? I think we were beyond Don't Ask, Don't Tell at the time. It was the San Diego Gay Pride Parade. And so people are emailing pictures of, Navy, guys in shirts that say U.S. Navy marching in the Gay Pride Parade. And it's this kind of mob of people, right? And so somebody said either the link or whatever, they're like, hey, sir, check it out. So I saw the picture, so I went to the San Diego Union article, and I start clicking through. Oh, guess what? That's right. Navy wasn't the only branch of the service represented in that parade. That might shock you. Okay? So as I'm looking, right, and so there's these guys and women in U.S. Navy t-shirts, and they're like sliming through in the parade, waving and whatnot. And then the Marines show up, covered and aligned. I said, look, we're gay and we can march, okay? That's right. We have locked on, gay staff NCOs, okay? So so this is at a briefing. So I get up every morning and I'm the first briefer. And I normally, and I wasn't afraid because the CO was my friend, right? But come on, you're there for a year. There's a time and a place to show a little levity, depending on the day and what you're doing. And so I waited. So I don't know what day it was, but I said, slide these in there. Actually, I didn't even tell anybody. So I slid these in at the end of my brief. And so, next slide. Napa Man was a slide. He was slide bitch. Yeah, he's back on his little laptop in the corner. Boom. And so I said, next slide. So I brief all the kinetic events, all the shooting stuff, everything that, all the big shit that happened, right? And then I Rudy, F-18 man, and I, we would leave. He didn't leave at the first, and I said, man, you need to come with me. And he's like, hey, thanks, man. So we would brief, and then we would leave to go back to the COC, because that's where our job was, and we didn't need to sit and listen to everybody else bloviate about whatever they were bloviating. So anyway, very serious brief. Regimental commander's there, who's my friend. And so at the end of it, next slide, and then here's this picture of, U.S. Navy coming down this gay pride, tons of people, gay pride, waving, blah, blah, blah. And I said, this event evidently happened yesterday. Okay, and just so you know, there are gay people in the American military. With that, everybody kind of chuckles and like, I saw that. And then I said, but you know what? There's probably a picture that you didn't see. I said, look at how poorly the Navy marches. Next slide. Boom. Pivot and step. Here are the Marines, man. And this is like, whoa, what? Oh, yeah. Different t-shirt, U.S. Marines, right? And they're marching just like you'd expect Marines to march. Yeah, guess what? That's us. And then you can hear people going, oh, my God. As the culture of the Marine Corps wrestled with its own gay element. But it was pretty funny. All right, so I'm pro-parade, right? And I don't know how we got the gays. Editorial by Marine Corps Times. Instead of parading tanks, let's honor our post 9/11 veterans instead. Hey, let's honor all veterans. Okay? Do it on Labor Day. People can drive there. Make it a big weekend. Okay? Big headline though. In Navy Times. In Marine Corps Times. Then you hear Lindsey Graham here in a second. Okay? Now we had big discussion about this kind of shit. Okay, passing combat endurance test no longer required for infantry officers. What? We talked about standards, okay, and this was one of them. Now, the process that SOI went through was they had to validate their standards, right? How does this relate to what you're going to do? Okay, so when IOC got asked to do that, and they were, how does this test, where did it come from? When was it instituted? And how is this a measure of performance? And why does struggling on this fail you from the course? Now, those are all legitimate questions, because I can tell you this. I didn't do that test, and I'm a badass. And there's a lot of guys that have been badasses in the Marine Corps that didn't do that test. Okay? So IOC's had to go through and validate its own requirements like SOI did. Interesting, right? But that test was cited as the thing that knocked most female candidates out. Okay? To date, only one unnamed female Marine has successfully completed the entire course. Okay? And I had a conversation about her the other day. Not the other day, it was a few weeks ago. Guess what? She's good at what she does. And that didn't come from like a colonel or some shit like that. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, how about that? In fact, what I got told was better than other lieutenants, platoon commanders in her company. Boom! Yeah, take that, boys. Quote, Let me see. Who is talking here? Over the past 40 years, the Marine Corps has made multiple modifications to the Infantry Officer Course POI to reflect the requirements of the operating environment. This is a statement from the Training Command. The quality of the course remains the same. The Combat Endurance Test is an intense physical test that assesses Marine endurance, blah, 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 blah. Previously, it was scored as a simple pass-fail, but now the test will no longer be used to weed Marines out. Officers will continue to take the CET, but their score will be just one of many components of the course considered for a student's overall evaluation. I think that's fair. Believe it or not, I think that's fair. The changes were made in November to better reflect the requirements of Marine infantry officers outlined in Infantry Training and Readiness Manual and actual operating force requirements, according to... Okay, so that's, again, that speaks to the validation. As a result, the CET reverted back to its original intent prior to 2012 when it became a pass-fail event. As an assessment tool to measure the retention, knowledge, skill, fitness achieved at the basic officer course. You better show up rocked up. But let me just tell you, And speaking specifically, you know, if you can pass that, if you can pass IOC, it's a tough course, and the endurance piece is really hard. Okay, the endurance piece is really hard, and so let me tell you, male or female, you know, you got to be physically put together and not get hurt in order to get through it. So again, and then it goes to kind of the history, according to the to the statement, quote, the average attrition rate for the CET between 2012 and 2017 was less than 3%. The majority of the attrition at IOC is associated with the student's overall performance, tactical movements, and leadership. The largest spike in attrition from the test and I know Marines that were involved in this. No, maybe not. Occurred in 2015 when roughly 6% or 22 Marines washed out of the infantry course for failure to pass the CET. In 2017, less than 1%, roughly 4 Marines failed the test. So anyway, so we'll get somebody from Training and Education Command on and we'll talk about the process that IOC has gone through to go ahead and validate that. Now, I promised you Lindsey Graham, let's see, Pro Assad Fighters, already talked about that. You ought to check, there's some awesome video rolling around about that little fight that went on in eastern Syria. Yeah. Yeah. Come back anytime, assholes. They got smoked. Okay. So, you're going to hear Lindsey Graham right now. And I'm a little irritated with the senator. Why? Why would you be irritated with the senator, Mac? Because he's using my material and he's not footnoting it, okay? That's a violation of the Code of the Samurai. Okay, here he is. Now, I just said this yesterday and he already got it on Fox.
Well, it depends on what you think the federal government should be.
Okay, he was asked about the budget resolution that the Senate passed, okay? The compromise, 2 years, blah, 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 blah.
Doing. If you think the federal government should be defending America from enemies that are growing in terms of their lethality, yes. This is the best news for the military since 2011. Thank you, President Trump, for keeping your campaign promise to rebuild the military. Thank you, Senator Schumer, and McConnell for finding a way forward. Let me tell you what General Mattis said about 2 weeks ago. Let me be clear, as hard as the last 16 years of war have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done as much to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act defense spending caps, worsened by operating for 10 of the last 11 years under continuing resolutions of unpredictable duration. This fixes that. What the general said...
Okay, now, that's what Mattis said. But what I said about that is Mattis knows how to play the game. Notice that he's not naming Congress in all of this. Okay? And that it is Congress, not those acts. It is Congress's failure to act. Right? But Mattis is smart at how to play the game, blah, 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 blah. So what does Graham do? He lifts all that part.
That is that no enemy we're facing has done more damage to the military than the Congress. So to all my friends in Congress who believe this is not a good deal, you should be listening to General Mattis.
Well, what do you say to Jim Jordan, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, who's already come out in advance of it, as a matter of fact, and said, we will not support this. He described it as a monstrosity. He said he never thought Congress, let alone Paul Ryan, would come forward with something like this. And he compared it to Obama's stimulus boondoggle.
Well, go tell people in the military who are the maintenance backlog is a mile long. 68% of the F-18s in the Navy can't fly because we don't have the spare parts. Tell that to the men and women who have done multiple tours because we don't have enough soldiers in the Army. I like Jim Jordan. He's a great guy. The monstrosity has been sequestration that has cut over $1 trillion out of the Defense Department. Freedom is not free, Jim. The Freedom Caucus is a good group of conservatives, but freedom is not delivered by anybody on Capitol Hill. It's delivered by the men and women who have been at war for the last 17 years, who are all over the world, who need more help, not less, from Congress. So I'm going to vote yes, and I'm going to go on the floor and talk about what it means to vote no. It means that you're putting the military behind the eight ball again. It means that they have less resources to do their job with. It means their families suffer longer.
Well, it has nothing for dreamers in it.
You know, the thing that bothers me, and I'll play the rest of it here. It's got about another, 90 seconds. But the thing that bothers me is that we've forgotten how to govern in our country. When you govern, you have to compromise, okay? And so you have the most conservative element. And again, I sympathize with their discussion, but you don't have 60 votes. So you're going to shut down the argument and you're going to go to sequestration? No. If we go through sequestration, then guess what? You don't get paid. How's that? Hell, the Senate, they wouldn't give a shit. They're all millionaires.
We certainly heard a lot about that from Nancy Pelosi yesterday. More than 8 hours she spoke on the House floor. She was reading off letters from DACA recipients. She said she will not support this. How do you plan to get this through?
Well, we're going to get it through because most people will support it. Most people are going to listen to General Mattis. To my fiscal conservative friends, you know as well as I do, defense spending doesn't drive the debt. What makes us Greece is the mandatory spending, Medicare, Social Security, interest on the debt itself. So if you want to get out of debt, you got to go where the money's at, reform entitlements. To Nancy Pelosi, I will put my credentials up against anyone, including you, when it comes to immigration reform. But you need to understand that our military is in a state of disrepair, that we've suffered since 2011, and we're at war, and we need to take better care of the warfighter. The dreamers are important, but nobody is more important to me than the men and women who are fighting this war.
And you have shared your...
That's a pretty important point. And politically, what's interesting is... Okay, so you're gonna, so in the House, if you're gonna vote against this bill, that's already, this measure that's been agreed by the Senate, okay, you're gonna hold up defense, right, of the nation for an immigration issue? That's gonna be a loser nationally, right? And the Republicans know that.
Concern and passion for those dreamers, and you just a couple of days ago said you're growing increasingly pessimistic about a deal on immigration.
Well, you know, it's hard to get there. You know, Obama failed, Bush failed. I hope Trump can get us there. The $25 billion for the wall makes sense to me. A 1.8 million pathway to citizenship is very generous. I hope we can get there. But more than anything else, I hope we can rebuild the military, listen to our generals, and give the warfighter what they need to carry on the war we can't afford to lose. So the dreamers are important. We'll take care of them, I hope. Fiscal conservatives, You know where the money's at. It's a mandatory spending. There's no good reason to vote no if you really care about the military.
All right. So there you have it. That lifting Almarine Radio's material. Did you hear, like, yeah, I just so everybody knows, I got that from Almarine Radio, Mike McNamara. We monitor daily so we can make sure we know what the hell's going on. All right, so everybody in Senator Graham's office, what's up? All right, we're going to take a break. top five stories real quick. Senate reaches a budget deal with a huge defense boost. Again, it's not final because the House hasn't done it. Two, what would a Trump parade look like? It'd be an Armed Forces Day parade, man. Come on. You know what? He could say the sun is warm and that's a good thing, and the world would light on fire. Ah! Three pro-Assad fighters backed by U.S. forces, coalition advisors fight in eastern Syria. We've talked about that. Mattis, if given a budget, we will spend the money wisely. If you notice, he is doing an audit of the DOD, and you're going to see the good, the bad, and the ugly come out of that pretty soon. Five, leaders of Turkey, Russia, and Iran to discuss Syria in Istanbul, according to a Syrian source. And then let me just real quick, Marine Corps headlines. The Marine Corps affirms the full exoneration of MARSOC unit rocked by scandal, decades-old case which members of MARSOC, a MARSOC company, were accused of murdering civilians in Afghanistan, and publicly affirming a full exoneration of the unit. This has been going on for a while. So that's in military.com. The Marine Corps Expo debuts electric assault vehicle and a replacement for the Humvee. That's in Stars and Stripes today. And a pretty interesting little story in Marine Corps Times about quadcopters and video game warfighting at the squad level of the Marine Corps. So we'll talk about that, too. But pushing drones, yeah, down to the squad level. Yeah, Marine Corps 2025, what's it look like? Assistant squad leader, a technology guy in the squad, all of that. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm fired up to do this because Ben Kaler's a good dude, and he's a battle buddy from Afghanistan. And so he's going to join us. I think he was wounded when he was a first lieutenant and medically retired from the Marine Corps. He's going to join us. And then I believe the other guy that's coming on is Tim Hudick. I think that's how you say his name. He's a communications guy with the Veterans Experience Office. So we'll talk to both of those coming up. Don't touch that dial. More of Almarine Radio coming up next right here on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.